Hey guys,
it's me, Trevor, and Jairus.
Oh, it feels so good to be back.
Episode 53.
You know, we took temperature gauge of our Death Star DE followers, and it came back lukewarm. So we took a little bit of a break. And it seemed like no one noticed.
But the temperature of those who did notice, they were bubbling over.
That's true.
They want their DSD.
My wife was bubbling over with excitement that I wasn't spending an hour wasting my time once a week.
Aww.
No, I'm just teasing. She loves the podcast. Guys, it's good to hear your voices.
Happy New Year.
Listeners, it's good to let you hear our voices. We hope that you're enjoying what we're bringing to you this Happy New Year.
Yeah.
So, guys, let's just jump right into it. What are the big BYU stories that we need to cover? What's big enough that we can look back on?
Oh, are we doing a year in review?
No, I'm just talking in the break, in our absence.
Oh, okay. Well, we won a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
That was reported on this podcast that we would lose.
It's true.
So there's that. We've won a couple basketball games, which, you know, whatever. We had a couple big players come back for next year. That's kind of cool.
That's big news.
Yeah. Other than that, I think it's about all.
Tyler Haas dropped 42.
Woo!
Riley Nelson threw a pick six.
It should have been.
I guess that's not really news, is it?
Is that? Do you guys feel the same way? I kind of am bummed that was called back.
Totally bummed.
I kind of wanted that to be Riley's last play.
It's still, in my mind, it's still a pick six.
Okay. Let's just...
What's funny is, for those that, you know, Jairus probably knows this, but Adam was watching the game recorded, and there's a series of group text messages flying around, and we're all going off, and he's behind, and basically asked what happened, and I don't remember how I said it, but I basically said, well, exactly what you think is going to happen when Riley comes into the game happens. And then I got a text from Adam about 45 minutes later and said, exactly what I thought was going to happen.
That's right. When you said that, I was like, oh, he's going to throw a pick six. And then sure enough, he did.
A mile away. I just laughed. I mean, you couldn't help but just laugh. That guy.
Yeah, you know, I think this is going to be one of those things that we'll look back on this season and just kind of laugh. And this will be the one where you're sitting up there in the stands, a game that's kind of in garbage time, and you're like, someone will say, "Remember Riley Nelson?" And Aaron will be like, "Have a good time." And
there's going to be that joker in the stands. That's going to yell, "Put in Riley!"
And everyone's gonna I can't wait to do that 5 years from now. People will chuckle.
You know, I want to take you guys on a little trip down memory lane. The year is 2009. We're sitting in the stands. We're watching BYU play TCU. TCU's beating us. And the idiot in the stands next to us is yelling, "Put in Riley!" over Max Hall.
You know, I have I've told this story on the podcast before. It's that time when I was in a really dark spot, which I don't get into very much anymore, but remember the Florida State game of that same year.
Right.
Where we were riding high and they just come and annihilate us, and then somebody in the, you know, about five rows back starts doing this Riley Nelson clap, 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 clap. And I just threw up the bird. That's all I had in me. I'm like, you're not going to take out our senior quarterback. And, you know.
You just had no idea how right you were to do that, did you?
I didn't have any idea. I mean, it had nothing to do with Riley Nelson. It had mostly to do with, like, the inner deep and running my life right at that second, but But yeah, I really wish that could have been my, you know, hey, when all you guys were all Riley Nelson, I was giving the double birds, you know. But he sold me too.
So here's what I want to do, you guys. Since football season is over, let's just kind of talk about, you know, some just major points that we want to address. Just some thoughts that we have about the football season. And let's save the Cody Hoffman and Kyle Van Noy talk for a little later, because, you know, that's new big news that they're coming back. But I just want to know what you guys like feel about the football season now that it's all wrapped up. Like, what were the takeaways?
My takeaways were that it was a wasted year. You just took such an incredible defense and just wasted it with Riley Nelson, with Brandon Doman, the offensive line. It's kind of a bizarro world for BYU, you know? Like, how many years have you said in the past, man, just had a decent defense? We could have gone 12-0. Our offense is so good. And now it's the exact opposite this year. It's just totally bizarre.
Whoa.
I think we got dropped. Like, in the toilet.
We got dropped in the toilet.
What happened?
There's just a big bang.
I kind of agree. You know, one thing that I remember, I think this was sometime in spring of last year. I guess the spring of 2012. I remember that we had talked about a certain donor who had given their season tickets. And I was kind of like, I can't believe it. And their argument was, I'm not going to pay to watch these stupid games. I'm just kind of like, you know, I was kind of like, oh, that sucks. That's the dumb reason. I'm kind of in that boat now. You know, like it was all good when you have a good enough team that, and not to say we were that great last year, but, you know, to have a good enough team and you still kind of feel like you're, like, competing nationally, then playing those games isn't that big of a deal. But as soon as your team means nothing and you're playing games that mean nothing, playing those games is almost, I mean, it's great. I love watching our team, but it's hard to get up for those late, lame games.
Jairus, are we going to lose you next year?
No, I doubt it, but...
Okay.
I actually went to more home games this year than I did last year.
We got good games next year.
Right. And I'm just saying, you know, that's what I felt about this year. It was just kind of like, you know, you were totally out of it. You were totally locked into the poinsettia bowl. You were totally locked into, you know, you knew exactly what you were getting the rest of the year. And it's just so hard to get up for, you know, Idaho or be excited. And you knew it was either, you know, it was going to be Riley, and you weren't excited about that. And I don't know, it's like, I guess you take those good years for granted, and then you have one of these mediocre years that you kind of tests your fandom, you know, really tests your fandom.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Right now, I am really, really glad that we won our bowl game. Because, you know, we're independent. We're not in a conference. We don't have that conference championship to play for. So bowl games, for me, that's kind of like our conference championship.
Okay. I can see you there.
So when we walk away with a bowl win, it's like, okay, we got a trophy. You know, we got our trophy at the end of the year. So I feel really good about that. But right under that, I've kind of had this moment where I'm thinking – most of the problems this year with our football team, we've kind of been blaming Riley Nelson, blaming a little bit of Bronco, a little bit of Brandon Doman. The number one problem for this football team has been our offensive line. And that is first and foremost. We need to be bad-mouthing our offensive line and our offensive line coach just as much, if not more, than Riley Nelson. You know what I mean? Because they were the number one problem. Everyone gave it to Riley Nelson and Brandon Doman. Those were like two and three. Number one was offensive line. Do you guys agree with that?
I guess I could be talked into that, yeah, maybe.
Possibly. The thing that's hard is because the offensive line is hidden and Riley Nelson is so visible. It's yeah. In spite of the offensive line, we could have won two or three more games if it weren't for Riley Nelson.
See, I say we could have won two or three more games if we had a better offensive line. I mean, you think about what if Riley Nelson had two or three more seconds every down to make a read, to make a play. What if our running backs had some holes, you know, to run through?
That's true. At the same time, I mean, I guess it's a chicken a little bit, but because with Riley Nelson, we lose that bowl game.
Well, our offense didn't win that bowl game.
Well, exactly. Our offense also didn't lose that bowl game. But Riley Nelson, our offense would have lost that bowl game.
I'm not even kidding. I mean, had that not been called back, that would have been 100% different game. If that touchdown comes in, that you know the pick six, that would have been. Lights out.
You think so?
I think so. I won a score at this time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I mean? Like I just think that it's kind of tough. I mean, it's kind of a miracle that you scored. That you get two turnovers in the opposite red zone. What is that? The black zone. And then to go and. You know what I mean? Those are gifts. You never get those to the game. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I think if that goes down, we go down. At that point, we'd go down pretty big, don't we? I mean, I don't really remember at what point that was in the game, but I know we were down time.
I think we would have gone down 13-0.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I mean that's. In a game where your offense is doing nothing, that's the backbreaker.
Yeah.
So
Adam, I agree with you that the offensive line is horrible and pitiful and disgusting and terrible.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Riley Nelson was still a problem. And Bronco Mendenhall, with his whole handling of the quarterback thing, that was still a problem. And Brandon Doman, with his play calling, you know, most of the time, that was a problem. I'm not saying those were not problems, because they were. But number one was offensive line.
Here's another thing. I don't I feel like I shouldn't need to preface what I say, but I don't really know football. I feel like I've done that enough, so I'm going to stop doing that after this. But, I mean, defenses have to look and say, well, you're not going to throw downfield on us. You know, and at that point, they can just sit back and, you know, I think that puts a lot of pressure on the offensive line to block when you're putting everyone up there to come out. You know what I mean? Not to say that they were good or anything else. I'm saying they didn't get any help out by these skills we had down the field.
Hey Jairus, are you podcasting from inside the giant cinder block?
I don't know what that means.
We're having sound issues.
Am I breaking up?
Yeah, we're getting about every other word.
See, you've been breaking up on my side.
Yeah, I think that's you.
I'll hang up and retry. If you don't get me, just keep on going. Here we go.
He's still at Walmart.
You know what I love about this podcast? I love how we air our dirty laundry right in front of everyone during the recording.
You can tell there's history there and that complaint from me and aggravation, but we just love, hey, it's real. That's what it is. It's real. It's raw. You know what's really funny is I was thinking back the other day to our preseason podcast where we went through position group by position group and talked about, hey, are they going to be better, the same, or worse? And yeah. I wish we had some archives or could have the capabilities to pull that up. We had an engineer. Where's Cousin Steve when you need him? But I remember I was the only one that said the offensive line was going to be the same or worse. You guys thought it was going to be better, and I'm pretty sure we all thought Riley Nelson was going to be better.
Yeah.
I think we also thought the coaching was going to be better and that the running backs were going to be, I think we said worse, although they were better. It's just funny to think back to what we thought at the beginning of the season. And I remember thinking there's no way our defense could be better than they were the previous year. Man, they were way better.
Yeah, defense is awesome.
It really was.
Okay, we're going to try to add Jarris again. Let's see how this goes. Cross your fingers. Jarris, hello.
Hey.
Oh, you sound great. Clear as a bell.
Yeah.
Maybe say a few things.
Well, I moved the stairs. I'm going to stop pacing around my kitchen. Okay. I'm committed to a lazy boy next to the Wi-Fi port.
Okay, this is still a little dicey, but we're going to press on.
Okay, let's press on.
Well, bottom line, congratulations to the BYU Cougars for winning a bowl game. Poinsettia Bowl. I didn't think they were going to do it, but they did it.
Yep. Now, congratulations to James Lark for going out a winner. He had to play a couple games. Good for him. He didn't look that great, but still, we won. Good for him.
Parting note, James Lark as a starter, 2-0. Taysom Hill as a starter, 2-0. Just think about that for a little bit.
Riley Nelson is a starter. More turnovers than touchdowns.
Does anyone know what the quarterback ranking on that guy is?
It's got to be bad.
Those numbers don't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Now, big news, guys. Huge news. Surprising news.
Pause. Before we go to that news.
Okay.
Rumor mill. Let's talk.
Okay. I hate these. Let's go.
So there's rumors floating out there that the offensive coaches are being asked to reapply for their jobs or let go or some variation of it. Good idea, bad idea. Jarris, go.
This is what I always have to say. I think it's a bad idea unless you have – I don't like this reapply for jobs. I like this idea that you got to make a decision, right? It's either what they are. What are they going to, you either have a guy who you say, this guy is my choice. I think he's better. Or you stick with your guys. I don't really like this reapply. What are they going to, maybe I don't know the process, but what are they going to say?
I don't know. Adam, go.
First of all, I don't believe it. I don't think it's true. Second of all, I think it's a terrible idea for the same reasons that Jarris just said. It looks like weakness from Bronco. Like, if you got a guy, go with your guy. Don't play these games, you know? If you want to make a change, make the change. You know who Brandon Doman is. You know who Dupe and Cahoon are. You know, don't do the sissy reapply for your job thing.
He reapplied and he didn't get the job. I didn't fire him. He didn't get the job.
Yeah. And the second reason I don't like it, there is precedent. We did this after the 2010 season with Robert and I and some other coaches. How much do we wish we had Robert and I back? Yeah. So the precedent isn't a great one. The third reason—that's
kind of what I mean. Like, if you have a guy, like, let's just say Andy Reid. I don't know, just because that's a name people float around. But it's like, if he expressed interest, then I say go get him. But it's not like this thing is like, let's open it up. You know, the only times I hear about people opening it up is when you have a kicker that cannot hit a field goal, and so they go out. Say we're having open practices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like that's not the you can do that in coaching.
Plus, what does it do to your coaches if you end up rehiring them, you know?
We didn't find anyone better.
Yeah, so I guess we're gonna have to settle.
Yeah, no, but hey, it can't be true.
I don't think it's true.
Bronco, right? The guy who says, no, don't reevaluate anything after the fact. No, I don't do this and this. I know that's not, it can't be true, but that's all we hear from him.
Here's the thing, too. I don't think Doman should be on the hot seat. I don't think he should go. I don't even think he should be on the hot seat. Give him another year. Give him a year with a good quarterback and a good offensive line before you evaluate anything.
I think he should definitely be on the hot seat. And if there's a better alternative, I think he should be replaced.
Okay, if there's a better alternative. But don't go and try another project. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want this, like, Ty Detmer. I don't want Ty Detmer, who's never been an offensive coordinator, to come in. I'm fine with Ty Detmer coming in some capacity, but not – I don't want people learning on the job at BYU. I want someone who's proven it somewhere else, even if it's a smaller school where they've had success. And if there's a way to keep Delman great in the program somehow, because they just hate this whole running off the BYU legends. That feels terrible.
Yeah.
I just feel like the offense has been the problem the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And Doman is the offense, whether it's the offensive line, that's his fault. Whether it's the quarterback, that's his fault. Whether it's, you know, any position, whether it's play calling, that it's his fault. And so, I mean, it really ultimately comes to him. And I feel like we've seen what we can see. I feel like we've seen enough to know who Doman is. Is going to be, at least for the next few years. Maybe over time he'll get better, but man, I don't want to have to suffer through that.
I guess what I'm saying is it feels really harsh to judge an offensive coordinator that's had nothing but Riley Nelson to work with.
Yeah, but my thing is, he is part of the reason why Riley Nelson was playing.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe part, but what if your boss was saying, hey, you need to promote my nephew. You need to take my nephew out on your sales calls. You need to, I mean, and you hate the guy, you know, but your boss is right over your shoulder making sure you do it. I think that's what was going on. I think Bronco Mendenhall was kind of turning the screws a little bit.
I agree with that to some extent. That's certainly how it appears, the Broncos love affair, but I don't know. I just feel like the offense has no identity, and I don't think that was because of Riley Nelson. He didn't help things by any means, but I mean, Riley Nelson looked better than Jake Heaps, and I think it's because Riley Nelson can make stuff happen when nothing's happening. When it's a bad play call, he can scramble around and make something happen sometimes, which helped Doman and cover up how bad he was. I'm on the edge. I don't necessarily want to run him out. If there was a good alternative out there, I would say go for it.
Yeah, and I'm going to amend what I said earlier. I think he should be on the hot seat. I agree with you. I think he should be given one more year. Because if we give him a new offensive line coach, a new offensive line, a new quarterback, with our best receiver in school history coming back, our great running back in Jamal Williams, if he can't do something with that, then he's gone. One more year.
Also, here's the question that sells up for family a little bit. If we're hyping up Taysom Hill too soon, all he did was run, man. He didn't pass hardly at all. That's how Doman called the game. But I just don't think we've seen enough to know that he's anything but a slightly better Riley Nelson.
Well,
that's not the case. And I don't think it is. But I just wonder, are we going to use him and let him throw and be a quarterback? Or is he going to be running options?
I hope so. I hope he's a thrower first.
What would you rather have Brian Johnson or Doman right now?
Doman.
Would you rather be Utah or BYU right now?
Short-term BYU, long-term Utah.
Okay. Because I feel like we had similar seasons, just kind of these, I don't want to call it a rock bottom season, but maybe a gut check season.
Well, because we went to bowl game one,
and then, you know, they mirrored each other.
which was actually kind of nice being here. And
hello?
I guess that's it for Jarvis.
Okay. So let's get to the big news. Oh, Jarvis is out. That's it. That's Jarvis.
Jarvis going bye-bye.
That's Jarvis going bye-bye. Trevor, did you know that Cody Hoffman and Kyle Van Noy are both coming back for their senior years?
What? I'd heard that. You know what? Cody Hoffman, to me, that's kind of a no-brainer. Like, he had to come back, right? I mean, he wasn't right. Going to go high enough. I am absolutely shocked that Kyle Van Noy is coming back.
Me too.
I thought there was no chance. Yeah. And I love it. I think crazy, but I love it.
I thought when he did his final pick six hurrah at the Poinsettia Bowl, I was like, that's going on his NFL tape. I mean, this guy's as good as gone.
Yeah.
He had the whole country tweeting about him and praising him, and I thought his stock reached an all-time high and that he's going. But man, I'm blown away. I don't know why he would do such a thing, but as a BYU fan, I love it.
I know. If someone came to me in college after my junior year, I was like, hey, we want you to come take this job. It's not related to your studies, but you're going to make, probably $1 million to $2 million. I don't know how long it's going to last, but at least a year or two, but that might be it, or it could be a long time. Man, I would have been beating people up to find the first pen available to sign up for that.
Gang.
I mean, there's no way I would have stayed.
I brought Jarvis in. Jarvis, what do you think about this? Jarvis? No, Jarvis, come on. Oh.
That's a joke.
Guy is a joke. No, I
you know what? We Jarvis is gonna have to reapply for his podcast.
Yeah.
Dude, we might keep him, but we're gonna be looking around. Yeah. So if you think you have what it takes to be the third podcaster and you have no sports knowledge or broadcasting experience or much of anything else, but if you have a computer that will use Skype and won't disconnect, we're open.
Yeah, you don't have to even have a great internet connection, just a so-so.
Yeah, just like dial-up, at least. Just don't be on your cell phone trying to Skype.
Brother. Well, I'm happy. That's going to be a bonus for BYU next year, and it kind of makes me think. It kind of makes me excited about next year.
To me, I was really nervous that our defense was just going to take a huge step back, and I still think we will a little bit. But man, when your best playmaker is there, and you still have Sorensen, and we're going to have Bills back there, and we still, we've got some semi-experienced upperclassmen linebackers, filling in. So I'm optimistic about our defense being pretty darn good again next year. I don't know if we can be quite as good as this year, but still, I think they're going to be pretty darn good.
I agree. Answer me this. Can his stock go up? Is this a good decision? I mean, NFL-wise?
Well, it can go up. I mean, I don't think it's a good decision because I think it's going to be really hard for it to go up because he performed well. I know I don't follow NFL enough to know like scouts what they say, because I bet you there's some things where it's that they don't even know he's a playmaker, but maybe he needs to get better at his run defense and put on some weight. And that even if he doesn't have more highlight reel films or plays, even if he just, does those smaller little things that maybe don't show up on highlight tapes as much, maybe that'll improve his stock. So I think he can. But man, when I heard they told him he was a second round pick projection, I thought, eesh, hop on that. But
here's my theory. I'm thinking he got the attention of a lot of people in the Poinsettia Bowl. Maybe for the first time.
Not scouts, though.
Well, you never know. And now, in 2013, he's on the radar now.
Who was it? Was it that Dennis Dodd guy that said Vannoy just became the Manti Te'o of 2013 or something? Basically, like, the guy that comes back for his senior year, good guy, best defensive player, and just kind of that. And you know how Te'o became this big story and really did improve his stock.
Yeah, that's kind of the line I'm going down. I mean, what if he – so he's on everyone's radar, and he's playing on a big stage next year. We're going to be playing a lot of marquee names. And, you know, who knows? I mean, this could end up turning out to be a Jimmer-like senior year for him.
Yeah. You just can't, the thing I get nervous for him is, you know, for every Manti Te'o or whatever, there's Matt Barkley, you know, who would have been, like, the number one pick, and now he's being projected as, I don't know, like, third round or something. You know, because he just had a real bad senior year, or you know, so that stuff happens too. I don't think that'll happen with Vannoy, but it will be different once Ziggy's gone. You know, clogged up the middle for him, and you know, drawing double teams and stuff.
Yeah,
we'll see. He's good. He's been good from day one, so he'll continue to be good.
Yeah, I think so. Bottom line, we're happy. We're BYU fans. We're happy.
I'm all about it. Let's just, I wouldn't do the same thing, but I'm all about it for him.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Any hoops thoughts, real quick, Trev?
You know, our basketball team's not very good. Well, they're not bad. They're just not great. They're an above-average team, but not by a lot.
They impressed me with that win over Virginia Tech.
Yeah, they did.
I thought we were going to lose.
I just assumed we were because of how, you know, we'd lost every other game that we played to a decent game.
Uh-oh, Jairus is trying to come back.
Here he comes.
That should be interesting. Jairus? Jairus?
You are kidding me.
What a chooch. Am I right? Jairus.
Jeez.
Oh, brother.
Well, so basketball team, the way I feel about it is I love Tyler Hawes, and I have forever. Just need to be on the record with that. I loved him as a freshman before he was like the bee's knees. And he's really good. And other than that, there's not a whole lot on the team. Davies is fairly inconsistent.
What?
Well, no, Davies, because of foul trouble, I guess, is the reason he's inconsistent. Tyler Hawes is really good. Davies is good. And then beyond those two, there's just not much meat to the team.
Yeah, we're a two-player team right now. Davies, man, I am loving Davies right now. He hasn't had foul trouble in a long time.
Yeah, just when I feel like when we play teams that have faced him, we may see a different result.
Davey, I'll tell you what, man. Davies right now, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any college player that can guard him one-on-one. I think we saw that against Baylor. They had that big 7-foot dude, and Davies was kind of pushing him around a little bit, you know? I think Davies was playing pretty well against that 7-footer.
I think you could guard him.
Well, yeah. There is a lot of untapped talent there.
True.
Lovin' Davies, Lovin' Hawes. Do you know who I like these days?
Who?
Raul Delgado.
That's Leslie, my wife Leslie, was just talking about Delgado. Like, as soon as we started talking basketball, she just said Delgado and did some little Latin shimmy thing.
Whoa, shimmy.
Yeah. It's getting a little wild over here.
All right, the wind house. What do you think about old Delgado? I think he's gonna play his way right into a starting two spot.
We'll see. I don't know what to think about this team because sometimes they look like, I mean, like that the last game they look so good, and then other times it's just like, have we played basketball before? So our bigs are just a big disappointment. I don't think Kafusi's going to make a big difference, but that'll be interesting to watch and see what happens with that.
I know. I can't wait to see him play. That'll be fun.
Some big old football player out there is betting people around.
Here's the thing. The fewer minutes Craig Cusick and Brock Zylstra get, the better outlook for our team. We desperately need to find guys that can play better than Craig Cusick and Brock Zylstra.
You know what's so funny about Cusick in particular, and Big Z is pretty much the same deal. He can be on the court for like the entire game and do nothing. You don't even know that he's out there. He's not hurting you. He's not like, you know, doing bad. He's not getting turnovers. It's like Carlino, you know Carlino's on the court. Good or bad, you know he's up there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know that guy that you play like pick a ball with that's just kind of, he's out there for the exercise.
Yeah.
He's not really, you know, doing much. He's just kind of there. And that's how I feel like he is so much. It's like, oh, just play 36 minutes.
It's like Dave Rose is like, hey, Craig, you want to be on the team? Oh, yeah, I can run around a little bit. Yeah, I wouldn't mind sweating it up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't have my basketball shoes with me, but I got these tennies.
Oh, that's funny.
Am I playing my jean shorts?
Oh, man. Yeah, he hasn't scored in the last three games, I think.
He doesn't shoot. He doesn't pass. I mean, he passes, but they're not assist passes. He's just there. He's the guy to, like, take the ball, the pass from somebody else, and reverse it to the other side. That's, like, his role.
Yeah. But, so I think two guys. I think if Corey Calvert and
I like him a lot.
Raul Delgado, if those two can take the place of Craig Cusick and Brock Zylstra, then we're moving in the right direction. We're moving in a good direction. We're getting better. You know what I mean? Over last year.
You know, I'm interested to see how this team goes because I feel like we are improving as the season has gone on so far. I may change my mind on that, but that's what it feels like right now is that we're getting better as we kind of figure out who we are a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I hope that we continue to improve throughout the season. Here's my question for you. Does this team make the NCAA tournament?
Right now, no.
Yeah, I don't think so.
My opinion could change in a few weeks, but right now I'm thinking we're NIT bound.
Because I feel like with the losses already, they pretty much have to win the tournament. Or win the league. I don't think it's going to be a, hey, we took third place in league and made the semifinals or made the final to the Mountain or the West Coast Conference tournament, and we go. I don't think that it's going to be that easy to get out large. Yeah. We just didn't win any games.
Yeah, you're right. We need a resume. We need to build a resume. We need to beat Gonzaga and St. Mary's. Yeah, we need to make a good showing in our conference. And if that means win the tournament or get in the finals or win the regular season, yeah, whatever. But
I just think that short of against St. Mary's and Gonzaga, I think short of going 3-1 against them, I don't think that we'll get in the tournament.
If we go 3-1 against them, yeah, I think we're in.
I don't know, man. I just don't feel like we've just lost every game except that Virginia Tech game.
Yeah, and who knows how good they'll turn out to be.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to turn out to be very good, but. Yeah. And it kind of depends on how the league shapes up and everything else, but it's just one of those where those games are our only name opponents left, so we have to win because we haven't so far.
But, you know, and the thing is, BYU, we, you know, don't be surprised if we do sneak out and beat one of these good teams because did you see the Baylor game?
Yeah.
The first 16 minutes of that game were the best 16 minutes I've seen BYU play.
Yep,
for a long time.
It's only 16 minutes.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But if we can take that and kind of extend it for a full 40 minutes, we can give Gonzaga a run for their money. We can beat St. Mary's.
The problem is the first 16 minutes of that game, it was Haws and Davies, and just Haws and Davies. But that's why it's hard for them to do that for an entire game, you know, that dominantly like they did.
Yeah.
Trevor's playing that game while he's podcasting.
Somebody doesn't like this game.
Can I say something? That game has kind of hit critical mass here in the Olsen home, too. That's okay. I'm doodling.
Oh, doodle jump. We're so bored with ourselves playing games.
I'm not doodle jumping. I'm literally doodling on paper.
Oh, okay. I had a question for you about something. I seem to have forgotten it.
Stupor of thought?
Yeah. It was about the basketball team. Oh, I was just going to say, I think that we're going to end up being a bubble team that doesn't make it. You know, some of the first out.
Yeah. I wouldn't be. Yeah, that seems about right.
Which, you know, I don't think that's terrible.
That's kind of where we are. This is the kind of team we are.
I hope that we can get to where down years are, make the tournament, kind of like last year. But we'll see.
We got a bright future.
Dave Rose has a whole lot longer leash with me than, you know, Bronco or Doman.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Well, my friend, let's wrap it up. Let's end on a high note.
Yeah, tell me your New Year's resolutions, your very, very personal ones.
My most personal ones?
Yeah.
I don't know. Dang it. You know, I'm trying to think of a funny joke. I can't think of anything.
Well, that's okay.
I guess one of my resolutions is to be funnier in those tight situations.
Or you're getting set up, but you just can't quite finish seal the deal.
Yeah, like when I'm put on the spot, I'd like to be funnier.
That's so hard. Funny on the spot, on somebody else's terms.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take some hard work, you know. It's a year-long process.
I hear you.
We'll talk next year. See if I'm any funnier next year.
See, there you go. That was a chuckle-worthy.
Okay, it's already working.
Good for you. Well, listeners out there, I hope that all of your resolution dreams come true and make it past January. That's about all I got.
Go out and make this year special. You know, make 2013 a year to remember.
Make it your version of my, you know, 2007. Just go for it.
That was a great year for you.
Ugh, man, 2007, Triz. Dude was like graduating college, getting a job, getting married, just living the friggin' dream.
That was your year.
It was, man. It was. It was your 1997.
Yeah, 97. I had my year quite a while ago. 15 long years ago. That was my year.
Yeah. Oh, man. That freshman, sophomore summer.
That's actually seventh grade for me, my friend.
Oh, sorry. Is it really?
Yeah.
Jeez, how young are you?
I'm 29.
Ugh, old children.
Kids doing podcasts.
Oh, jeez. Well, you kids out there, have a good one. We missed you.
Hey, it's good to be back. We'll see you next, I don't know, 6 weeks or so.
Yep. Stay tuned.
Okay. Have a good night. Have a good day. Enjoy your drive home. And,
Jairus, come on.
Yeah. Maybe we'll hear from Jairus next time.
Well, that guy's resolution should be.
What?
I don't know. Get internet or something.
Talk better.
All right, time to stop.
Okay, I'm stopping now.